Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Life can be so fair. Let it go on and on. I could lose for good. You got that cherry bomb.
Song has weird lyrics.
Maybe I just don't understand them.
Probably not.
What are we listening to?
A spoon.
Spoon.
Cherry bomb.
Fair enough. All right, final hour of Men in Woods this week.
Where do you want to go with this?
I heard something about an octopus, a spirit farm and a cherry bomb,
yeah.
And I just had no idea what I was listening to there.
It's not all sailing takes me away.
I get it.
To where
I totally get it. Let's see.
Again.
Padres today. Who are they playing today? Continuing spring training. I know they have another off day coming up on Monday. They've been, after no off days forever, they had the off day, then the rain out.
Mariners.
They got the Mariners today. It's a night game.
Monday.
I think you can listen here on 97.3 The Fan tonight. Blake Snell. On the hill against the Seattle Mariners.
Against Chris Flexen, who's a good pitcher. No TV listed tonight.
I haven't heard. We'll have Sammy Spring Training on at the bottom of the hour. I don't know if he'll know if Juan Soto and Manny Machado are going to be back, whether it's tonight or tomorrow. But
I did see a report yesterday, Bob Melvin. I think they're supposed to be back today. He's going to give them a day off. Just from the travel.
I think they arrived late last night.
He's going to give them today off. Yeah. And I expect them, and he expects them to be back in the lineup, Benjamin, for tomorrow's game. So, man, if you're heading out to spring training, and I know one of our tier ones he just tweeted us, said he and his son are on their way to spring training. What a nice, lucky break for you guys. It's Willie Price and his son driving out to spring training and said, now you get to see those guys in the lineup potentially tomorrow.
I had someone tweet me yesterday who asked, hey, I'm going to spring training, any tips?
I get that a lot.
On getting, meeting players or getting autographs. And all I can say is it's better to go to the workout early in the day, the morning workout in the backfields.
Yes.
If you go to the game, I mean, there's a chance you might be able to catch them as they're walking back. But usually right after the morning workout. So the game is generally at 1, not tonight, but for a 1 o'clock game,
yeah.
You'll have a 9 o'clock workout generally. They'll be out on the fields for a couple of hours. And then right in that 11 to 12 range, most of the guys will walk by that area between the bullpens and this backfield, like field number 2. And they almost always stop and sign some autographs and interact with fans for a few minutes. So if you're ever in spring training in Peoria and you really want just like a little up close time with one of your Padre favorites, the best chance to do it, generally that time, right before noon, before they head in to get ready to go over to the ballpark for a game. It changes depending on whether it's a road trip and, a little bit depending on the day and time. But
also pretty cool, too, and I saw this going down when we were out at spring training. So there's kind of a roped-off path out to the backfield.
Yeah.
Now, you may think, these are the young guys. Bro, Ethan Salas was walking by and signing autographs for kids, 16-year-old prospect. That could be worth some serious, for me, autographs have never...
I walked over there one last month, and we had Xander, Manny, and Soto all on, like, field three
on
or
the back,
four.
On the backfield.
In the backfield.
Yeah,
so you never know.
Right. You never know.
And Blake Snell was thrown on field five right across.
And you never know who's
going
to be there.
And you can get right up to the fence, like you're going to a Little League game, essentially, and stand right there. Sometimes right behind the backstop as they're throwing, you know, pitching and taking live BP.
So you can... Let's say it's a... you know, it's opening day, and you're at Petco Park, and you get there right when doors open, and your kids run down to the front. I mean, every now and then, a guy will come over and sign a few, and then it's game day, man. They're trying to get ready. This is when you can get them really at their most relaxed. You know, they just got done with the workout, and they're always our guys, man, have been great. They always stop, take pictures, and happy to sign and everything else. So, and the thing is, too. There's so many guys on this team that you would want to get an autograph from, you know, not like every spring training, you know, usually it was one or two guys. Now you're like, bro, I can get, you know, there's 10, 12, 13 guys that are potential all-stars on this team that you could get autographs from. So, and our guys are awesome about it. They really are. They're cool as can be.
All right. Stay tuned all the way through the Rindle Report, and we are going to give away those Darius Rucker tickets. A little reward for you at the end of the Rindle Report. I like that. It's the carrots. It's the carrot
it's
at the end.
It's the pot of gold, if you
it
will.
It is, yes, on St. Patrick's Day.
The horrible rainbow.
We have a Darius Rucker pot of gold for you. But right now, let's get to some of Paulie's headlines.
And get things started here.
Brace yourselves, guys.
Edition today's edition of the
Suffer.
Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the month greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Lame carving guy.
Terrible. It's the Rindle Report brought to you by your San Diego Sockers. The Lords of Indoor are on the march to the Ron Newman Cup playoffs. Get your tickets today at sdsockers.com. Big match tonight, St. Patty's Day, down at Pechanga Arena. All right, we will start off in the NFL. The big free agent signings and quarterback moves and all of that continues this week. In the NFL, and yesterday, I've told you guys this before, Darius Slay is by far my favorite player in the NBA, or the NFL, Eagles star cornerback, and he agreed to a $42 million extension. He's going to get $23 million fully guaranteed, that according to Adam Schefter of ESPN.
Adam Schefter's pretty locked in.
Do we trust Adam Schefter?
We do trust Adam Schefter.
Because there was
a trustworthy NFL
There was an ESPN report. Not less than 24 hours before this, that Darius Slay was going to be released by the Eagles. Correct?
Lots and lots of reports going around.
From ESPN.
I thought ESPN even had it.
I didn't see that.
I'm a big Darius Slay fan. You, always have been.
You talk about Darius Slay as much as you talk about Taylor Swift. And that's a lot. That's a lot.
He's just a great player. Really funny on social media. I'd give him a follow if I were you.
He's hysterical on social media. Hysterical.
In fact, I'll go follow him right now.
Yeah, everyone should. Maybe you do some retweets.
That's your NFL news.
Fredo.
For no specific reason.
No reason at all.
Yeah.
Just wanted to keep our audience updated on the world of Darius Slay.
Yeah. Keep doing you, Darius. All right, we'll move over to the NBA. Saw a story yesterday that Michael Jordan is in talks to sell his majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets.
It's time, right?
It's been 13 years. He paid $275 million for a majority stake for the team back in 2010. Now, the interesting part, and maybe we can get a little Ben-splaining here, and Basketball Ben makes an appearance.
Love Basketball Ben.
He's in serious talks, ESPN says here, to sell to a group led by Hornets minority owner Gabe Plotkin. Makes sense. He's already part owner of the team. And Atlanta Hawks minority owner Rick Schnall. Now, Schnall is co-president at a private equity firm in New York.
And he purchased, that group purchased the Atlanta Hawks in 2015 for $850 million. So how could he also be a majority owner for another NBA team? That seems
I
like
believe
a
he'd
wild
have to sell
conflict of interest. Sell.
Interest in the Hawks. He's looking for a bigger control piece.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a small owner of one team. He wants to be a bigger owner of the other team. But I don't think you can. I don't think you can own multiple teams in the same sport.
Well, I mean, unless you're Joe Tye
in the NLL.
Two teams in the NLL.
True. But I believe our major sports like baseball, football, and basketball do have rules against cross ownership.
Yeah, because I think Jerry Jones would probably try to buy like four teams, you know?
Right.
Four? Increases your chance.
400% more chances at winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Totally.
Fair enough.
Now, Michael Jordan's obviously going to make a ton of money on this investment.
It's just what he needs. A little more money.
Yes, more money.
But not because he did anything right as owner. No. I mean, honestly, 13
probably the
years,
most irrelevant franchise?
Really, really bad NBA
Have they been
franchise.
Bad the whole time?
Really, the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've made the playoffs a few times because everybody makes the playoffs, but they haven't done anything significant in the entire time he has owned the team.
How hard is that for him to stomach?
I think it is. For a guy who was defined by competitive success, to be, I mean, he'll call it and say, I've paid $275 million and I just sold it for $1.8 billion. I was a hugely successful owner, but he knows in his heart.
Yeah, he knows.
That all the success he had, he was a failure as a basketball owner, right?
But I mean, how much can an owner do in the NBA?
Hire the right general manager who then hires the right coaches and drafts the right players and puts together the team.
I mean, it seems like every team gets a player, especially with the lottery draft system.
Yeah.
Like you have your chances, and you know it might only be a 2-year window. Not everybody can be the Warriors or whatever, but like everybody has a couple year run at least where they're relevant.
Yeah, Ben?
Charlotte has never been relevant.
Name
Michael Jordan being the owner is the only thing you know about them.
Name one Charlotte Hornet. Do not get off your computer, turd.
I couldn't tell you.
Bally, can you name
on the Hornets right
one
now?
Charlotte Hornet?
Is LaMelo Ball on the Hornets?
He is out, isn't he? Or is that Lonzo?
Hurt.
That's Lonzo, but LaMelo's hurt too.
They're both hurt.
Yeah.
I think maybe a Ball brother was on there. Maybe.
I agree with that.
Pauly is right.
I agree with that
Pauly
statement.
Pauly lives.
Suck it, Ben.
Suck it.
Good balling. I mean, I'm now looking at the roster, and I still don't. Gordon Hayward.
I know that name.
Yeah, I know. I mean, find the names that you even know. I mean, this is not a good team. Theo Maledon. Bryce McGowans. Nick Richards. It's not a star-studded team. JT Thor.
What's their record?
It is
terrible.
Yeah, they're pretty bad, I think. The NBA standings tell you in the Eastern Conference they are 22-49.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Ahead of only the Detroit Pistons.
It comes a time, you know, if you're Michael Jordan, you, I guess, strike while the iron's hot. Right?
I'd love to know like how much of a hands-on owner do you think he's been?
I
don't know at all.
I could see him at practice. Showing dudes
I can also
what
see
wrong.
That he lost interest 7 years ago
because he really loves golf
and he hates losing and he's just got
he built that
tired
golf,
of that
he
team.
Built that golf course in Florida that is like
it's like 23 in Roman numerals, like XXIII or something.
One of the most beautiful things I've ever laid my eyes on. There's no chance of ever playing it, but it's beyond stunning, and I'm sure that's where his focus is going to lie, on that his own golf course.
And finally, this is a rhetorical question. You guys like In-N-Out out there?
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
So good.
In-N-Out is debuting some mini versions of their classic burgers, and it's all for a good cause. So I was reading about this.
Oh, my God.
They're
Thank you, Wood.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So they have this new food truck, basically. It's called the Esther Snyder Cookout Truck.
Okay.
And it's named after the grandmother of Lindsay Snyder, who is the owner and president currently.
Been a family
In-N-Out
company
Burger.
This,
yep.
this entire time.
She inherited the company 7 or 8 years ago. And so the food truck's going to be going around, and it's selling mini versions of their burger, their cheeseburger, their double-double.
So
and
sliders.
Basically, sliders is what that's how I gathered it to be. Everything will still be made fresh to order, just like you were going to any In-N-Out. Just going to be a little bit smaller. And
14 is the number.
She wrote...
Oh!
That's the number.
How many In-N-Out sliders could you eat?
14 is my number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their burgers are so good. Now, oftentimes, they're so good. The kids will get, like, plain with, like, just ketchup or whatever, and they'll eat half, and I'm like, you done? Yeah, I'm done. I'm like, thank God.
All right, what's everybody's In-N-Out burger order?
Double grilled onions, no tomato.
Double, no onions.
Double, both onions, mustard instead of the spread, add pickle.
No spread.
I'm not a big spread guy.
I can handle on the burgers. I don't do animal style.
On the
fries? On the fries,
I don't either. I don't like messy fries. I don't eat chili fries, garlic fries.
I do get the fries. I eat them instantly.
Of course, immediately. You have
before,
to.
Before I even touch the burger, I go through all the fries. Because they're great.
For a second.
If I go to In-N-Out, I want to go. I'll walk in seconds. And sit there and eat lunch.
Yeah.
They're world-class fries.
It will not make the drive
90
home.
Seconds.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they're pretty much inedible.
Man, the sliders, though. The little In-N-Out burgers. I'm so sold on it. It's not even funny how sold I am.
Now,
on it.
Can you put, like, you don't usually put, like, lettuce and tomato on a slider because lettuce is too big and a tomato slice is too big.
Yeah.
To fit on a slider? Is it just going to be
just like the
some grilled onions and sauce
seen,
and stuff?
They haven't posted any pictures of them.
Man.
But
where will this be? Around here?
So it's a truck.
You got to look around.
It could be anywhere.
It's a food truck. They have the website out. You can go and check where it's going to be.
I'm sure the lines will be reasonable.
It's in honor of Lindsay Snyder's grandmother, like I mentioned, and it's all for a good cause. It says here... Esther, the co-founder of the booming burger business, helped establish a portion of the profits from the truck will be dedicated to the foundation's efforts to help children who have been abused or neglected. Honoring grandma wishes to give every child a future.
God,
so it's
sweet.
The In-N-Out Foundation or whatever. So it's all for a good cause. And sign me up.
Sign me up.
I know, contrary to what my gut says, like I. I'm trying really hard not to eat fast food.
Same.
So if I go to McDonald's, I feel like crap.
Yeah.
I know I'm making a bad choice. Obviously, you can't eat In-N-Out 6 days a week, but when I at least go to In-N-Out, you know everything you are eating is fresh.
It's what fat guys tell themselves.
It's what fat guys tell themselves.
Yeah.
At least
it's fresh.
I mean, Big Mac versus a double-double.
I get it.
You feel like, at least
better.
This is a fresh piece of burger.
Has anyone done the off menu, like the 3x3?
I've never done that. I don't know enough.
The 4 patty. No. I mean, they'll do as many as you want, I think. It sounds disgusting to me.
They'll do as many patties as you want?
Yeah, you can do like a 10x10 if you really wanted to.
10x10.
Just keep, charging you more, but they'll just slide more patties right between the ones.
If I get a diagnosis of death, maybe I'll try the 10. I'm like, I'm going to
die
anyway.
Diagnosis death.
Yeah, diagnosis.
Thursdays on CBS.
You've got 6 months to live. I'll try the 10x10.
Tim says in the chat he's getting some support. Get the well-done fries.
Yeah, Caesar texted us too. I've done that before. They can be good, but they get almost like they're almost potato chips at some point. And it's a hit or miss on the well done as well.
Charisma says get light well fries. So
You can actually do that. Now that would be ideal. I feel like now you're really inconveniencing
just
the employees.
Eat what they give you for the love of God.
Can I get them just slightly
can
well
I get
done?
My bread toasted? Just stab you.
But not too toasted.
God.
And can I get a middle tomato slice, not one of the end pieces?
Oh.
Make sure the lettuce
There's
isn't too wilty.
There's people out there listening.
I am not going to torture my fast food employees that way.
I do find it funny, though, that Anthony Bourdain, the great Anthony Bourdain, who, by the way, I meant to bring this up today. I wasn't ever into when he was alive, ever. I didn't watch cooking shows. I still don't. I followed some Instagram.
You were like the Anthony Bourdain of sports talk, though. It's weird.
It's like the greatest compliment you've ever given me. I have followed this Instagram feed, and it's just like quotes and stories. I went down a rabbit hole of Anthony Bourdain. I'm in love with the guy now. I'm just obsessed with him. And he said, man, there is nothing like, his quote was something to the effect of, nothing like flying into, at the time it was L.A., going straight to In-N-Out, getting a double-double, sinking my teeth into it. It's the best meal I've ever had in my life. The best meal. Like, yeah. It's his favorite food.
He's supposed to be talking about cooking, but half the time he's talking about music or doing drugs or things like that. That's, I mean, that's Anthony Bourdain for you, and that's Woodsy. He's supposed to be talking about sports, but rarely is.
I'm so obsessed with him now, which is really odd.
Sad that he's gone, yeah.
I know. I'm, like, heartbroken.
All right, congratulations. You have made it through another Rindle Report. That means you can win a pair of tickets for Darius Rucker.
Here's your prize, Darius Rucker ticket.
Gallagher Square on August 25th. Tickets go on sale today in 40 minutes at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.com. Or you can win it by calling 833-288-0973. Call fast. Second caller wins Darius Rucker tickets.
I don't want to be with you.
Well, the other one, you pull all my drops and none of Woods's. So, yes, I give you a hard time.
He does.
For the Rindle Report. We got a little war going on between me and Paulie here.
In show fighting.
Sammy Spring Training is just around the corner. Flubs of the week still to come as well. NCAA Tournament Basketball tipping off right now. Love This Friday with Ben and Woods. We'll check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fam.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, who you got tonight? Mexico, Puerto Rico.
I'm actually going to ride with Mexico on this one, Benny. You got, I think it's Julio Urías on the mound against Marcus Stroman. So I'm gonna roll with Mexico tonight.
Got to be a bit emotional for Puerto Rico after the Edwin Diaz situation in their last game. I don't know if that works for or against them. It can go both ways in a big sporting event like this. But yeah, I also like Mexico's chances. The winner today. 4 o'clock first pitch at Lone Depot Park in Miami. We'll play Cuba in the first semifinal on Sunday. And then tomorrow, it's USA-Venezuela at 4 p.m. in the quarterfinals with the winner facing Japan. So USA is the defending champion. But to get to win again, they got to go through Venezuela, Japan, and then either Mexico, Puerto Rico, or Cuba in the final. They may have the toughest road. They are Venezuela of any of the remaining teams in the World Baseball Classic. Would you agree?
I would. I'm looking forward to getting our guys home, certainly, but I am really looking forward to these games, man. A little bit more prime time. Not gonna have to, get up 3 o'clock in the morning, kinda know where the games are. really looking forward to watching how these semis and finals
Cuba play. Cuba's a great story because it looked like they were going to be eliminated after a very slow start. They get in on the tiebreaker.
Yep.
And then they win their semifinal match or the quarterfinal matchup. But now they're in Miami. So they're essentially the home team. The home team, almost as much as the United States, is the home team for these final two games. They're just two wins away from potentially winning the title with major leaguers for the first time using them in the tournament. They've done well without major leaguers before. They got to the final once, didn't they, in the WBC? I don't think they won it.
Who did?
Cuba.
Cuba, did they?
Or at least to the final four. But this, I mean, they got a shot definitely to win the whole thing this time around.
This is really, man, when you look at the remaining teams left, as is usually the case in a tournament of this nature, it's the cream rises to the top. You know, you look at this and go, whew, man, this is some electric type baseball. And the crowds, as nuts as they have been already, should be even and more insane.
One other baseball note. You know, I'll save it. Let's do. Let's bring Sammy on. I can bring this topic up with him. But did you see that MLB announced they're partnering with Zoom?
I did not.
Yes, for instant replays
with Zoom,
and we're going to be able to actually see, like, into the New York booth. Ooh. With the umpires who are making those replay decisions this year. Kind of interesting.
Very interesting.
We're going to be able to see Sammy Spring Training next on Zoom.
And we're going to see.
How about that?
Via our YouTube stream. How about that? What about that? Fine. Yeah. We'll wrap things up with Sammy Spring Training in Peoria and our flubs. And then off we go to the weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture, home of the world-famous Bob Opedic mattresses, with all the comfort and quality of a national mattress brand for half the price. No matter your budget, there's a Bob Opedic Memory Foam Hybrid or Hybrid Plus mattress for you. Check them out at mybobs.com. I also would like to remind everybody that you can join 97.3 The Fan on Thursday, March 30th at Happy Does.
Oh, yeah.
340 Fifth Avenue for opening day, presented by Coors Light, made to chill. Bennett Woods and the coach can be broadcasting live from 6 a.m. to noon leading up to the opener. So we'll see you out there downtown on March 30th for opening day.
Paulie got an email from a guy named John. And said his mother, Judy, is driving down from Nevada, and they're going to be heading to Padres spring training. He goes, I got my mom dialed in listening online. So, Judy, safe travels. Get here safely, and then you guys, you know, travel safe out to spring training, where you could see Sammy Spring Training in the flesh.
He will join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad hotline and our Zoom line on the YouTube stream.
Hey,
I can see him out there.
Hi, Sammy.
Sammy Spring Training live from Peoria, Arizona.
Oh, is that the room?
He's repping his Northwestern Wildcats after they knocked the second-to-last Mountain West team out of the tournament yesterday against Boise State.
Wow.
Wow. That's right. And I'll tell you, and look, I'm rooting for San Diego State as well, but when I got off the phone with you guys yesterday, I immediately thought, I said, hold on. I said, why didn't I say Northwestern? It blanked in my mind that Northwestern was. Look, it's only the second time in the history of the program that they've been in the NCAA tournament. So maybe I'm so not accustomed to it. So it was good to see San Diego State win yesterday. It was good to see Northwestern win yesterday. I'm hoping Northwestern can maybe beat UCLA in the round of 32, head to Las Vegas. But yes, I had to wear my Northwestern basketball cap today, and good to I can't see you guys right now.
We can see you
can
though.
See me.
Ben's giving you the finger right now as we speak. You have no idea. Sammy,
this is the hotel room. How about it?
Yes, I just saw it.
It's nice.
It's great. It's so great.
I see no doo-doo on the curtains.
No doo-doo on
anything.
The curtains.
I don't see any curtains actually.
Yeah, I mean, Adam took care of his guy there, you know. Sammy, real quick.
No 45-minute commute for you every day, Sammy?
as an aside, have I asked you about your time at Northwestern if you ever ate at a restaurant called Cafe Sarkis?
No.
Have you eaten there?
No.
Oh,
I never heard of it.
God.
It's like, up in the Evanston area?
It's up in Evanston. It's Sarks is what it's short for Sarks.
Is it still open?
Yeah, it's still open. I'm blown away. Anyway, and that was just an aside. I wanted him to corroborate with me that it's the greatest restaurant on the planet.
Can't do that.
What about Woodsy? What about by Loyola? Was there a place there? Because have we ever talked about this, how I did Loyola basketball the last few years?
I did not know that. No, I had no idea.
I was at the tournament a couple of times with them the last
year. You know Sister Jean?
Last year. I have a photo with Sister Jean. Woodsy, we never talked about this, how I did pre and post game for Loyola, and I did a lot of sports at Loyola, but on the men's basketball side, I did a little play-by-play, but did pre and post game the last few years.
It would shock you how much of our own show Woods has forgotten. I mean, every week he's like, hey, have we ever talked to so-and-so? I'm like, yes, several times.
Sammy. So, have you covered more than one Loyola game?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay, then you covered more than any game that I ever saw when I was there. They were horrendous. They were terrible. I barely knew they had a team. It interfered with my carousing. So, no,
was there, Sister Jean was still a spry lady in her late 70s. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, she is 103, I believe.
Hanging on,
and still goes out there before the game and does the prayer. And she was at the NCAA tournament last year.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Woodsy. I don't know what it was like when you were there, but the environment there, like at the arena,
not
is
that.
Outstanding.
There were 14 people there.
Now they went to the Atlantic 10 this year, and it didn't go nearly as well. So that's probably going to take some time. But yeah, I did tons of sports at Loyola. I did women's basketball. I did volleyball. I did soccer. I did men's volleyball. And then for men's basketball, I would do pre and post on their radio broadcast.
That's so cool.
I can't believe we never talked about that.
I know. I love that city. It's my second favorite city in the country. There's just nothing like it. I'm taking my son up in September, going back to campus for the first time in a long, long time.
Wow.
And, hey, your dad passed out there, and this is where I used to stumble home, and this is where I would sleep. And, no, it's going to be awesome. So I digress. Let's get into the Padres, Sam. I know that's what everybody wants to hear and talk about. So good game yesterday, really good game. I mean, kind of a complete type game for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, offensively, it's what you want to see as we get closer and closer to opening day with Grisham's home run, with Cronenworth's home run. Ha-Sung Kim had a few hits, and even Xander Bogaerts, who, you know, didn't have a hit in the game, he was really, after the game, talking glowingly about the quality of his at-bats and his swing and how he's feeling. And I think the sense is that maybe he's a little bit more ahead of schedule than normal and because of the World Baseball Classic and playing in those games there. So, yeah, offensively, it was everything you wanted to see. Michael Wacha, you know, had to deal with base runners, but in a way, it's the kind of outing you want to start having in spring where you have to work a little bit harder. So, all in all, a very good day for the Padres, and they won, if you care about the spring training wins and losses. The cool thing is that, you know, Manny, Nelson Cruz, Juan Soto should be back in town today. We'll see later if they're in the clubhouse or not. But I think there is a chance, and we'll see, I think there is a chance that we may see at some point this weekend the top four in that lineup for the first time, albeit in spring training, but for the first time, get together at the top of the lineup, just you know, based on the guys being back. So we shall see. But yeah, that's something to look forward to this weekend, potentially. I mean, you never know in spring training.
Knowing knowing Bob Melvin, too, he'll be like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I'll say this, whether it's this weekend or not, I mean, it's going to happen at some point between before spring training is over. So that should be fun, albeit like it's a, you know, it's a little bit of a tease, not only because it's spring training, because then we know that Fernando won't be there for a little bit at the start of the year. But hey, look, spring training, we've got a week and a half left. We're looking for all the things that we can talk about and get excited about. So certainly that would be one of them.
There's still a lot. There's still a lot to be excited about, man.
There's still some questions to be answered as well over this last week and a half. I did bring up, I teased this story, though. Don't know if you saw it, but MLB is partnering with Zoom to get us behind the scenes for replay decisions coming out of New York for this season. I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but I'm kind of excited about this. I turned on an XFL game last night. It was just late night. It was on ESPN. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't care less about the football, but they went to a replay decision. They've got Dean Blandino. They go right to him. He's talking. You can hear him talking with the official.
Okay.
Here's what I saw. And he goes, okay, it was a hands in the face review. And he goes, no, he's getting his hand. You can see it. It's up in the collarbone, but it's not on the face mask. We're going to uphold the original call on the field. It's not going to be overturned. I love the transparency of that, and I think baseball and especially umpiring could use more transparency. So I was really excited about this when I saw it.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, Ben, I hadn't seen it or heard about it until you said it before we came on, before the last commercial break. Sounds cool to me. Now, does it say that they're going to do that style where they're going to explain it, or is this just something where you have a live look into the
I didn't see a whole amount of it, but starting with the 2023 season, the technology will be integrated into baseball broadcasts on MLB Network and Apple TV Plus to start, allowing viewers to watch umpires connecting with MLB Replay Operations Center in Manhattan in an effort to provide transparency to fans in critical game moments. So it won't be all broadcast, but it's a start.
Right. Well, if you're going to announce it, I mean, that kind of sounds like it's going to be something where it's incorporated in the broadcast where you may actually hear from the replay room. Because, like, I'm pretty sure in the NBA, I feel like when I watch the NBA broadcasts, whether national or local, that sometimes they'll show, like, a feed of the replay room.
Yeah, I mean, they did that in the XFL as well. And at least in the NBA, they also, the guy gets on the microphone and explains the ruling to everybody in the arena and on television. There's a little camera, he looks right into it and goes, okay, we saw LeBron James, he was hit on the arm. We're awarding two free throws to the Los Angeles Lakers. In baseball, you get nothing. You get the guy stands up there and he's just his arms up, safe or out. And that's all we get. We don't get any explanation at all.
One thing that I would really like to see, and I don't know if they plan to or not during the regular season, is with these pitch clock violations, I think the umpires have to very quickly, nothing that slows the game down, but have whatever technology the NFL refs have where they can turn the mic on their belt or whatever, and just turn to the crowd in the press box and say, you know, violation on the batter.
Strike one.
Count is 0-2. Because I will say, during spring training, when these things happen, and I think we're going to see it during the regular season, if they do it this style that they've done in spring training, it's confusing and it happens very quickly. And for a fan or a broadcaster or anyone at the ballpark, and quite frankly, on TV, on radio as well, you, you can miss it. It's pretty easy to miss it, and it's the time typically where if you're a fan, you might be looking around, or you might be taking a sip of your beer, or whatever it might be. So I don't know if they plan to do that or not, but I think once we get in the regular season, if they're not, it's something that people are going to want. I hope they do, because it happens very, very quickly, and I think sometimes you don't notice.
Well, Sammy, have a great weekend. Appreciate it as always. Good to see you actually on the Zoom there, looking good in your Northwestern hat. Good luck to your Wildcats as they move forward in the tournament, and we'll chat with you again on Monday.
Absolutely. Go Aztecs, go Wildcats. I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Thanks, Sammy.
Sammy Spring Training on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet Find New Roads. Now, I don't necessarily want Angel Hernandez getting on the microphone, you know, for 35 seconds and talking about what happened during the game. But I think Sam makes a great point. I've seen these calls. And the umpire, you know, points. Well, was it on the catcher, though? Yeah. Is it a strike? Is it a ball?
Was that me?
Who was it on?
My eyes were up. I was looking.
Even the players seem confused. So how are we as fans or broadcasters who are supposed to convey that information to fans going to know what it is? Oh, yeah, so he holds up a 0 and a 1. Wait, well, is that a ball or is that a strike? I mean, what? It's kind of confusing, and I think Major League Baseball is going to have to iron that out a little bit.
Agreed. Flub it up.
Flub it up for the end of the week. Let's get to the flubs.
Fill your head with doom.
What is a head?
One of the great press conference questions.
What is a press conference?
How's Fernando Tatis Jr.? How is Fernando Tatis Jr. doing? Easy for me to say.
Due to abdomen?
What is it?
Abdomen problem?
What he's been able to do so far, tempering enthusiasm.
Because he pushes them even further over the CBT ladder, so they can't sign him.
What is
him
a CBT ladder?
It's opening day. It's Bretton Woods, live from Brett. Happy Does in the Gaps, Last Lamp 350.
Oh, no. The what? A little police investigation here in Dallas.
Well, yes. Man, consequences have actions.
The Lincoln Showcase offers you a private online showing with a
Long's Laster.
Kill me.
A surprise Norm MacDonald stand-up special.
Who is Norm MacDonald? Do some birthday shout-outs here on Ben and Woods. He came in and steered the ship pretty admirably.
Oh, there it is. Good work, words.
Good work, words.
And they will be giving them to tomorrow to the first 35,000 fans.
All right.
They had the best record, the President's Trophy.
Trophy?
I'm having trouble here.
And if the ball's jumping out of Petco.
Bring him up.
Oh, God. All right. Bring me up. It's fine.
So, good news. It's coming up right after.
What is good news?
It's right there in Chula Vista off the 5 freeway.
Where is Chula Vista?
Road Warrior Padres. Restrictions apply. Quoting all signs, no spam, and no agendas. Go to New Nation. Go to News Nation now.
You ready for this trade, Dan? I'm very flustered.
Sit down at a California-style blackjack table or play some Texas Hold'em poker.
Tagle?
Book a solar battery lead. Insturation.
Oh, God.
Book a solar
what is
battery.
Insturation? Tatis has paid the big bucks to be our shard. Damn it. I have done it again.
I haven't heard much. The organization, Bob Melvin.
Who is Bob Meller?
Because Penske Lincoln's Dong Days of Summer sales event is on right now.
Benny and call a public safety power shutoff.
The meteorologist at STNG. I'm in trouble too.
The ump show is starting in 4 minutes. Let's go, Sherwater's
behind the ditch.
Come on.
The ditch. And of course, San Diego State taking on number 14, U-Haw.
U-Haw?
Bring it.
All right, we'll play this audio for you.
Oh, guys.
Gnarly.
It's gnarly.
Out of St. Louis, California. First hour of Ben and Woods. Glad to have you with us on Wednesday morning. Wherever we are. And both times, Austin Nolan drove in the one run.
Who is Austin Nolan?
Browns, Bengals, Ravens, 3-2-2 teams in that division. Ballast Point Beer, the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres, at Ballast Point in Little India.
He's at 35.
But he will be before the contract is done.
What is a contract?
Holiday season is almost here.
30 days, half September.
And that is
and do this for Wednesday.
Don't.
Ben Woods, back after a check of traffic on 97.3 FAM. He's got the fifth most wins coaching time, all-time coaching.
Fifth most?
Yes. February 12th, State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. State Farm Stadium.
That's not what I heard.
That's not what I heard either.
Our first sound from Padres spring training 2013. I think when a veteran pitcher is having success with those numbers, six-year history of Major League Rugby.
What is Rugby?
Sam Springtank, San Diego's number one sports station, 93 The Fan.
We're just talking about Landon Jonovan.
Who is Landon Jonovan?
All right. Back after a check of traffic here on 91.37 The Fan.
That's all, folks.
Why is it all of a sudden now I'm having trouble with the numbers?
So good.
Holy hell.
93 Fan. 97.3
Fan. 91.377. The Fan.
Speaking of numbers, I've got score numbers for you. Michigan State leading USC 28-27. They are late in the first half. That's a 7-10 matchup between the Spartans and the Trojans for the whoever wins ancient Greece in that one. Xavier is up 20-13 on Kennesaw State. I don't know where Kennesaw. I don't know much about Kennesaw State.
Feels like it's in Kentucky.
That does, well, the K would makes it feel like Kentucky. I want to say Tennessee.
Yeah, that sounds
Paul,
right.
Paul, do you have a state? Do you want to go for a Kennesaw State? Maybe a West Virginia?
Ooh, yeah, that's good,
Kennesaw
State.
Tennessee.
We are all wrong. It's in Georgia.
Close enough.
Adam's
my
probably screaming.
Guess. No,
Adam's
losing
exactly
his mind.
Exactly where Kennesaw State is out of the A-Sun.
Because it was against Kennesaw State.
The Owls taking on the Xavier Musketeers right now in the other first round game that's getting Friday started.
What's on the agenda this weekend?
Well, I get to work tonight, unfortunately. Usually I have Friday off, but it's an extra work week. And then the Aztecs tomorrow morning are 9:10 early game.
Sucks for me. I got an 11 a.m. T-ball game. First one, though, so pretty excited about that. Go Tin Caps.
Hopefully the Aztecs can like take care of business enough that by the time you leave, you'll feel comfortable that they're doing well.
You know, it's funny. It's 11 o'clock game. I'm sure we'll be at the field at 9:30. Get a little pre-work in.
You can't get there too early. There's only so much you can entertain kids with the pregame. You really need to time that well.
I know. I really do.
They can only warm up for like 15, 20 minutes.
Max.
And then otherwise, you've lost them.
I asked Bo last night, where does he want to start his first game ever? He said he wants to play second base. Like Jake Cronenworth. So there you not Manny anymore. It's now where Jake Cronenworth
is. He actually plays first base.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
All right, that's it. Good week. Braden the Coach coming up next. Executive producer Paul Reindl been killing it. YouTube feed and more for Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Happy St. Patrick's Day on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Got my green hat back on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.